Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Caregiving can be exhausting for families, and it's on the increase because of the aging population. Jamie Harding, Communications Director for AARP Alabama, joins us by Skype to explore the scope of challenges to caregivers. Jamie Harding, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Jamie, I don't know about you, but I have known people who had to quit their jobs in order to take care of loved ones who had disabilities or health issues or other issues. Has AARP dipped into this question?
Yes. We hear a lot of stories from caregivers who have had to leave the workforce in order to take care of their loved ones. At times, those needs just simply take over. And there aren't a lot of good workplace policies in place for caregivers to be able to take advantage of, such as paid caregiving leave. That's still something that has really not caught on in this country. We'd love to see more of that available to people so that they can stay in the workforce as opposed to leaving it entirely. As we know, we have a shortage of workers in our workforce now. And as our population ages, that's only going to become more prevalent. We have a large cohort of people, baby boomers, who are getting older. The youngest of those will turn 60 next year. So we're looking at a long-term growth in the need for caregiving and the demand for caregiving, and also a shortage of caregiver resources and services to help those folks.
As I understand it, AARP did a survey of family caregivers. What did they find in that survey?
Well, what we found in the survey was that pre-pandemic, the amount of caregiving given by family caregivers has increased significantly. In 2019, we had about 41.6 million family caregivers providing 37 billion care hours. So that was an average of 17 hours per caregiver per week. And the total value of that was at $550 billion at an hourly value of $14.86. So that's about an average rate for paid caregivers. Coming back to that a few years later, we were looking at more than $600 billion in economic value for the caregiving being provided. That was 36 billion caregiver hours and an average of 18 hours per caregiver per week.
Delving into this survey, what were the caregivers' situations they were in?
Family caregivers help with everything. That includes providing medications and medical care, meals, bathing and dressing, household chores, handling finances, doing grocery shopping, transportation, and it can vary a lot from one family to another. The physical, emotional, and financial challenges that Americans face as caregivers really just can't be overstated. It's a real strain on family budgets. Many are paying for care expenses out of their own pockets. We believe that is an average of about $7,242 annually based on our surveys. And some are, as we discussed, reducing their work hours or leaving their jobs because of those responsibilities. So without providing support for family caregivers, a lot of older adults in our country would be forced into nursing homes, in many cases with the government and taxpayers footing the bill through Medicaid.
Has any federal help come this way to support these caregivers?
We continue to advocate for additional caregiving support at the federal level as well as the state level. All of our state offices across the country are engaged on this issue, of course. We have found that there's some understanding of this issue at the federal level, but not as much as we would wish. And that's why we feel like it's important to speak about this issue now and try to get ahead of it in some ways as our population continues to age. one thing that happened recently was the White House did announce an executive order around caregiving that had several parts to it. Some of it was related to early childhood caregiving. Some of it was related to caregiving for older adults. One of the issues that was addressed by that executive order was to improve access to home-based care for veterans. Home and community-based services are really very cost-effective ways of delivering care for people in their own homes. Almost 100% when we talk to folks who are aging, want to age in place. They want to stay in their own homes rather than be in an institutional setting. So those home-based services are really important for helping people stay in their homes where they want to be in a very cost-effective way of delivering care as opposed to an institutionalized setting.
You know, Jamie, when you mention cost-effective, when you price the cost of assisted living, a lot of people find that unaffordable. So here we have these situations of these older people who need care. They'd like to stay in place. What proposals has AARP drafted to help these caregivers?
Well, among other things, we are encouraging states and the federal government to look at providing paid caregiver leave. This is something that we think would go a long way towards helping caregivers stay in the workforce where they are also needed. They're being kind of torn between their responsibilities to their loved ones and the responsibilities in the workplace. So we'd like to see some work done, paid family leave for that kind of need. The other thing that we've talked about a lot here in Alabama is the need for expanding the access to home and community-based services. We don't have a lot of those services, especially in rural areas. The pandemic really took a toll on not just all of our home health aides, our medical care. It really has driven a lot of folks out of that work environment. And so we know that Alabama is looking at workplace development initiatives around the healthcare employment. What we'd like to see is that also include employment in the home and community-based services. And also for those who do need institutional care, we know that many of the nursing homes in Alabama are looking for staff. They are understaffed at the moment. There are alarm bells going off, and we want to make sure that people are paying attention to them because we want to know that when that care is needed, when that assistance is needed, it's available.
What also plays into this is the shrinking numbers of rural hospitals. Looking at all of these scenarios, is there any place that caregivers can get help right now?
We advise folks to reach out to their area agencies on aging. Those resources exist here in Alabama and in surrounding states. The Alabama Department of Senior Services operates those area agencies on aging, and they are aware of what local resources are available. We want them to also reach out to their elected officials here in Alabama, be an advocate for this issue. In Alabama, we have more than 700,000 family caregivers. That's about $8.3 billion a year in unpaid care that they're providing for their loved ones. If you haven't been a caregiver before, you will be one in the future, or you'll need caregiving yourself someday. So this is something that can and does impact almost everyone at some point in their lives.
So does AARP have more information on this issue on their website?
Absolutely. We have lots of resources at aarp.org/caregiving.
Jamie, I want to thank you for your time today, and thank you for putting the spotlight on something that has really gone under the radar, caregiving.
Thank you.
Joining us by Skype was Jamie Harding, Communications Director for AARP Alabama. More information can be found at the aarp.org website under caregiving. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.